Okay, Mark, let's get straight to the bottom line. What exactly is an enduring power of attorney?
An enduring power of attorney is a document which enables you to choose and appoint who it is that you would like to have responsibility for looking after both your personal and financial affairs in the event that you are unlucky enough, through accident or illness, to lose your mental capacity at some future point in time. The most important point about this type of document is that it's only ever intended to become effective if you lose your mental capacity. In order to avoid a lot of repetition throughout this presentation, I will use the phrase enduring power of attorney, enduring power, and the abbreviation EPA to describe the same concept. Throughout this program, I will also be using the phrase the donor. That is the term used to describe the person who creates the enduring power of attorney. You will also hear me refer to the attorney or attorneys, which, in the context of enduring powers of attorney, is the term used to describe the person or persons you are appointing to act on your behalf if the need arises. It does not mean a lawyer. I have found that many people are of the view that an enduring power of attorney becomes effective the moment it's signed, and they therefore have shied away from completing one because they feel that by doing so, their ability to manage their own affairs will immediately be taken away from them and put into the hands of their attorneys. That is absolutely not the case. There are actually two different forms of power of attorney that can apply in Ireland. The first of these is a power of attorney whereby you can authorise someone to take certain actions for you and do certain things for you for a specific purpose or for a specific period of time. This form of power of attorney, which is often called a current or general power of attorney, would commonly be used where, for example, someone is out of the country and requires some business to be attended to here while they are away, or often it would be created by someone who, whilst they still have full mental capacity, may not be very mobile, and they want to give someone their power of attorney so that they can have assistance with dealing with their bank or other third parties. The specific difference between this form of power of attorney and the EPA is that the enduring power only comes into effect in the event that you lose your mental capacity at some future date, whereas the current or general power of attorney only applies and can only be used for so long as you have full mental capacity. The enduring power of attorney is referred to as enduring because it lasts for the duration of any subsequent mental incapacity of you.